Good morning, everybody. I want to welcome everyone to our Sunday morning worship service. Good to see everybody out this morning. Have a good crowd and have more coming in and looking forward to our being together and worshiping our God together this morning. I think what I'm going to suggest is we stand for opening song and remain standing for opening prayer. I think Joe's going to have our opening prayer to our first song. And then maybe we'll continue standing for our second song this morning as well. So if you would stand with us as we enter in our worship service this morning. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the
Before we have our closing prayer, I'd like to share something with Susie and I that it really made me feel good, and I hope it will you. I don't know if you've experienced it or not. Like many of you with COVID, when we eat out, we mostly go through the drive-thru. A few days ago, we went through the drive-thru at Arby's. And when I pulled up, do they tell you what you owe? I pulled up and they opened the door and they said, you don't owe anything. The person's in front of you paid for it. I did. And next I looked up at the car and they were driving a white SUV. I didn't know a license. I can't tell you the model or anything. But it's so moved me. It's kindness. Just thoughtfulness of people. They didn't know me, I didn't know them. I don't even know if we're the male, female, what it was. But there's no way I can run them down and say thank you or argue with them about paying or anything. So when we pulled over to eat, I said, thank you, Lord. And one thing I want to do is keep it going. The kindness, and I don't know if any of you have read across that or not, but it just impressed on me, keep it going, just pass it on. Let's have a prayer. Join with me if you would. Our God and our Father, our Creator, we pray, Father, that you'd be with each of us this day. We know you know us intimately, or as the psalmist said, You knew us before we were woven in our mother's womb. You know our thoughts even before the words are on our tongue. We give you praise, Father, for this close intimacy you have with us, to know that you know everything about us. And pray, Father, that you'll help us in our daily walk to show a sense of kindness to those about us, to let us first begin with those who we know in our body, and to those we don't know, Father. Allow us, whenever we have an opportunity, we pray you'll remind us that we might take time to show a little kindness to those about us. Father, I pray for this congregation and for each member. I give you thanks for our leadership. We ask you to continue to be with Stephen, be with Chris and Tom, be with each one that's active, sharing in the teaching, all those that are supportive of our leadership. Help us in our daily walk to always be mindful of those about us, be prayerful for others, especially for those that are sick and shut in. We ask a special prayer for Chris's mother, Lois Morris. We pray for those that are hospitalized. Ask you to be with us, John Schumann. We pray for those who are part of the Woods family and ask to be with Herb Kinder, and be with Mary Farley and Goldie. Help us to always be thankful to you for the blessings of life. Strive to show honor to you in our lives. And we thank you so much for Christ, for his sacrifice, for his love, mercy, and grace. Be with us in our daily walk, Father. Strengthen us as you see our need. In all things we pray, your will be done. In Christ's name, amen.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. Therefore I will
seat, please. Sing this song before our communion service this morning.
Worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy. Worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Holy, kings, Lord of lords, you are holy. Holy, you are holy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Jesus, you are Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are Jesus. You are Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you.
Good morning. This morning, I do want to say that I've been very blessed to serve. And although it was only me and Vincent in the class today, what we talked about was loving and accepting others. So this morning, I want us to turn to Mark 12, verses 28 through 31. And it reads, "One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, 'Of all the commandments, which is the most important?' 'The most important one,' answered Jesus, 'is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.' And then immediately after, he says, 'The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.'" And I love how Jesus breaks it down, and he says, "Love the Lord your God with all, with everything that you are." And immediately after, he says, "With all that you are, loving the Lord, don't forget to love your neighbor as yourself." And then I began to think and reflect on what Jesus, you know, showed us in his life. Jesus didn't spend his time with the Pharisees. He didn't spend his time alone with his disciples. Instead, his disciples followed him into the world. He spent his time with the Samaritan woman, accepting the Samaritan woman, the tax collectors, Zacchaeus and Matthew, the sick, the disabled. He accepted the sinners. And with everything going on today, I want us to reflect on that as we partake and remember, as we partake in the cup and remember his blood that was shed, that Jesus spent his time in the world. I think oftentimes I know myself, I say, I cannot, you know, as Jesus couldn't be a part of sin, I can't be a part, right? I have to separate myself. Yes, if your, you know, right arm causes you to sin, cut it off, right? That's what the Bible says. But Jesus showed us the perfect example. He said, go out into the world, right? Lost my train of thought for a second. But as we partake in this cup, let us remember the example Jesus set, that we are to love him with Lord, to love the Lord our God with all, with everything, with our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We are also, with all of that we give to our Lord, we are to love our neighbors just as we love ourselves. Please bow with me. Dear Lord, we're so thankful to be here today. We pray that as we remember the sacrifice that you've given, that we heed the words you've said to us, the lesson you've given us, that we love our neighbor as ourselves, and ourselves that we love the Lord our God with all of our heart, all of our mind, our soul, and our strength. We are so thankful that you've given us eternity, Lord. We do not deserve it. We are sinners. We are in this world like everyone else. But yet you have chosen to forgive, not because of what we've done, but because of your sacrifice. So as we partake in the cup that represents your blood, we pray that we can focus on you and remember that. Amen. Today, I also want to jump into Romans 12, verse 9 through 13. And I was thinking about how to comment on it, and honestly, it speaks for itself. So I'll read it here. It says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourself. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. I'm going to read that one more time because I absolutely love it. And I, like I said, I believe it speaks for itself here. It says, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Please bow with me. Dear Lord, as we take the bread which represents your body, we pray that we focus on you, Lord, that we remember that amazing sacrifice, not that we deserve it, Lord, but that you've given it all to us, Lord. We pray that we can cling to what is good, that we can hate what is evil, that we can be devoted to one another and honor one another above ourselves. We pray that we keep the spiritual fervor in serving you, Lord, that we are joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in our prayers. And we pray that we practice hospitality and share with the Lord's people who are in need. Amen. Now's the time we'll pray for the offering. There's nothing mandatory about it. What we do is we take the funds that we are blessed with in the church and we serve. We serve each other, we serve one another, we serve the community. So although there's no mandatory, if you are able to give from your heart and give back to the Lord who has blessed us so much, then you are more than welcome to. As we bow and pray. Lord, we are so blessed with the life that you've given us. Yes, there is affliction. Yes, there is suffering. Yes, there is pain. But Lord, in all of that suffering and pain and affliction, there is beauty. There is you, the giver of life, the one who defeated death. We pray that we can focus on you, Lord, that we can remember that sacrifice each and every day, that we can make a difference every single day, that we love one another, that we are loving you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength. And we pray all these things in your son's name. Amen.
Okay, kids. Ages 2 through 2nd grade, had that wrong last week, 2 through 2nd grade have a class down the hall, so we'll dismiss them. Yes, Joe, I have had that experience before, what you're talking about, and it just makes you very thankful, and to see somebody else's kindness, and it kind of inspires us to try to be a little more kind, so I appreciate you sharing that with us. Why don't we stand, and our song for the lesson this morning is going to be Ancient Words. Another opportunity to put in a plug for reading the ancient words on a daily basis and feeding on God's word. I can't emphasize that enough, how important that is. So we're going to sing this song about ancient words. Mm-hmm. Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world, they resound with God's own heart,
Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us cope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart holy words of our faith, handed down to this age. Came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
I tell you what, it's good to look out and see a nice big crowd this morning. Been taking a while for us to come back out of this pandemic a little bit, and then with people traveling through the summer, it's been a little bit empty at times, and it's good to see so many people, so we're glad that you're here. Hope that you get a chance to meet and greet each other and spend some time with each other. We've got a few visitors here. We've got some visitors here from West Texas. So they get the award today for the longest travel. And it's not even, I mean, they get the award if it was the longest travel if they came straight here. But they went up north. They've been to the Dakotas. They've been around the Great Lakes. They're heading back towards Nashville now, and they've been kind enough to grace us with their presence. And you know what? I think that is the beautiful thing about the family of God, is that they have been traveling, and they told me that they've been able to visit with various churches along the way, and will continue to various with others. And for as many miles as they have covered, no matter where they stopped, they get to spend time with family. And we're grateful to have them here as a part of the family here at Canal City this morning. We do have a wonderful family here, and as we get started, I want to just kind of note a few things going on within our family to make you aware of. First off, next Sunday, a week from today, right after our services, we're going to have just a short meeting for anybody who is interested in teaching within our children's Bible classes, very specifically. If you're just interested in teaching the adult class, you can see me later about that, but we need to begin to create our rotation. We started our kids classes a couple weeks ago, but we need to fill out a rotation for the rest of the year and moving out from there. So if you're interested in doing that, or think you might be interested in doing that, I promise I'll try not to take too much of your time. We just need to begin to set up that rotation. So plan to stay here. We'll probably just, I don't know where we'll meet yet, but we'll meet somewhere in the building for a few minutes just to kind of begin to work on creating that schedule. So make plans to join us for that. Also, you'll notice outside our stuffed animals are starting to pile up out there, and I appreciate that. I've noticed several people brought in some today. I'm beginning to just kind of lose count as to what we have out there, but I know that we are somewhere around 200 now total that we have brought in. And you'll remember our goal is 300 by Labor Day. And so if you've got questions about that, see me and we'll fill you in on what's going on there. But I do appreciate all the effort that everybody has put into that. I want to say congratulations to George Capel. If you all are unaware of this, he recently got engaged. So, yeah, you're allowed to clap for that. It's a good thing. He found a girl that just loved to run her hands through that long, thick beard. Congratulations to him. I'm especially mindful of that because today's mine and Erica's anniversary. She's been, you're allowed to clap for that too. Mainly clapping for her. She's been kind enough to be with me now for 12 years, and now she's stuck. So congratulations to her. I tell you what, I appreciate our time together this morning. We're going to do things a little bit differently this morning. We've been working our way through Romans, and I told you we were going to get to the good news this week. There's good news this morning, but we're not going to be in Romans. We're going to change it up just a little bit, and then we'll continue with Romans next week. I want to just think a little bit about a few things that are going on. It's been a crazy couple years now, and it's just good to feel at times like maybe we're coming towards the other side of it, even though things are still up in the air with this Delta variant and stuff like that. But I got looking back about what we did last year at this time. We're going to kind of focus on our kids this morning because our local kids are starting up school this week, and we want to honor them and bless them. And I got thinking about, what did we do last year around this time? And so I looked it up, and last year around this time, you were sitting in your living rooms, and you were watching Jacob and myself set up here on the stage, preach and talk to a camera. And so it's just, man, it's good to not be doing that anymore. I figure you all hated watching me on TV. I'm not much better in person. But I hated preaching to a camera, and it's good to talk to people again. But last year, we began to think a little bit about our children and what they might need to know, what might be a good way to encourage them and bless them as they begin their school year. And we started with a theme that we'll introduce here in a few moments. And we kind of gave them a theme that they were going to take for last year. And this year we're going to give them a new theme that Joe kind of already preached for us in the sermon. In his prayer and in his talk before that. We're going to talk to the kids a little bit about kindness, and so I appreciate Joe's thoughts that he brought forward to us. Like I said, it's good to be back to normal, and the moment that Joe is back up here praying in service, now it feels like church again, and so it's good to have him up here and leading us and praying over us. And before we get started into our talk this morning, I want to begin and just allow us to watch this video together. It is that time of year when our children begin to go back to school. And school is, it's a difficult time on everybody. It's difficult on the kids. It's difficult on the teachers. It's difficult on the parents. And it's during this time that I think we become really aware that our children do need to have us praying over them and blessing them and encouraging them, as well as that, like I said, for the teachers and the parents. But we really want to focus on our kids this morning. And so last year we did something kind of interesting that I thought really neat, and I thought maybe it'd be good for us to do something like this again this year. Last year we introduced to our children a theme for them to be thinking about, as well as a prayer for them to use and some scriptures for them to use to help guide this theme throughout their school year. And last year the theme was this: identity. Who am I? And I think that is something that is an easy struggle for children as they come up through school year, deciding who am I and who am I going to be and what who am I going to be around other people and knowing and feeling secure in who they are. And so last year we introduced this through a couple different scriptures. We looked at Genesis chapter 1 verse 27, where we read, "So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God he created them, male and female he created them." We also looked at Psalm 139, which Joe also referenced this morning, verses 13 and 14. "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and I am wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, and I know that full well." So last year, the theme for our children as they went through the school year was what's their identity? Especially, what is their identity within Christ? And what's our identity? And we talk about this being for our children as they enter into school, but that's kind of the beautiful thing about this is this is really for all of us. And who are we in Christ? And we decided that what we wanted to do was not just simply pray over our children, but also maybe give them a prayer that they can pray for themselves, and give us all a prayer that we can pray for ourselves. We've talked on several occasions about this spiritual practice of a breath prayer. And I think many of us grew up thinking of prayer about this long drawn out process with very formal points within the prayer and being long and everything else. And it can be at times. And there's various ways of praying, but we wanted to look at this idea of a breath prayer. And the idea of a breath prayer is this: you focus on your breathing. And this is especially helpful within anxious times, which come along as you're thinking about who am I and having to struggle with your identity. And so you focus on your breathing, and it's a short prayer that rather than just pray it once, you pray it over and over and over again. You pray it within your breathing. And so last year we gave them this breath prayer where they would pray, "Praise God, I am made in his image." And you can just keep praying that over and over again within your breathing. As you breathe in, "Praise God, I am made in his image. Praise God, I am made in his image." And think about that as we enter into our times of anxiety that happen to all of us, not just kids in school, not just teachers, not just parents, but all of us when we're at work, when we're dealing with the stresses of life, and realizing that, you know what? Praise God, I'm made in his image. And I think that that's just such a wonderful practice, because sometimes I think we can get down on ourselves because we don't pray as much as we'd like to or think that we should. And I think part of the reason we don't is because we feel like it needs to be this longer, more formal process. But I think learning how to move prayer into the everyday workings of our lives and having these short times of prayer where we just recognize the presence of God within the world and within us, and using that to bring calmness within our lives, knowing that God is in control, and being able to say something along the lines of, "Praise God, I'm made in his image." And I think that's good to give our kids, especially something that, as they go throughout their school days, they get these just various little moments within their day when something comes up, maybe give them something that they can pray like that, because it's short and it's easy to remember, and it's something that they can work in over and over again. This year, we're going to introduce a new theme for the 2021-22, is that right? 21-22 school year. And this year, the theme, like I said, this is what Joe hit on for us, is kindness. And you know, there's maybe just something that I can't stress enough. So we live in a world where we need more kindness. We live in a world where we just need people to be kind. And I can't think of a better place to enforce that or to teach that than to show our children and to teach our children to be kind. Alex kind of spoke about this idea when he talked about, loving God with all that we are and then loving our neighbor as ourself. To be kind to each other by showing others the love of God. I've got a few quotes here that I want to share about kindness. Aesop said, "No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted." And I think that's true. You know, kindness goes such a long ways. You know, as Joe even pointed out to us this morning, you know, just something as simple as somebody paying for his meal, but still continuing to affect him and to encourage him to this day, and thinking of how to pay that forward. No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted. Morgan Freeman, I wish I had a Morgan Freeman voice I could do, because it would go off a lot better. But Morgan Freeman said this: "How do we change the world? One random act of kindness at a time." Amelia Earhart said, "A single act of kindness throws out roots in all directions, and the roots spring up and make new trees." That's the power of kindness, is to spread out and to grow and to affect others. Dr. Seuss, one of my favorites, said, "Unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing is going to get better. It's not." And then Charlie Chapman said this: "We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness." And you know, isn't that just the truth? That more than ever, what we need is just for humanity to be reinvigorated with kindness. And so as we think about this, I want to encourage us all, not just our children, but especially our children, as they go back to school and they begin to be around other kids, and such a formative time for children, to just be kind to your friends, to be kind to your teachers, to be kind to those who aren't kind to you. And you know what? I think we all, even if we're not in school anymore, have people that maybe aren't so kind to us. We have people that we need to be more kind to. And maybe we all just need to be reminded that we need to be kind. And so I want to give our children a verse, and this is a longer passage, to think on this year. And as they think on this, I've also created kind of a breath prayer for them to follow. And it's something that we all, I think, would do well to remember to focus on this passage together this year and to pray this prayer together. And so we find this passage in Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. And Paul writes, "So if there's any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant and being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." This is a beautiful passage. that Paul is writing to this church here at Philippi. And he tells them, you know, to focus on these things, to find comfort and love and participation in the Spirit. And he says, complete my joy by being of the same mind and having the same love and being in full accord of one mind. And then this is the part that I really want us to focus on. He says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves. That's just where kindness begins, isn't it? Count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. And have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but instead he emptied himself, and he took on the form of a servant. Joe and Sue experienced kindness the other day because somebody else decided they would look to their interest and emptied themselves, and they took on the form they served Joe and Sue by paying for their meal. They counted them as more significant than themselves. And we've experienced things like this ourselves, I'm sure. But I think this is the very thing that we need to be reminded of in a world that has become so focused on self and selfish ambitions, is that maybe it's not about me. Life is not about me. Life is about taking on the mind and the example of Jesus Christ, who when he came to this world did not make life about him, but instead made life about us. He took on the form of a servant. He emptied himself of all that he was and took on the form of a servant so that he could count us more significant, so that he could show us his love and show us his kindness and make a way for us to be at home with him. And I can think of no better example for each of us to think about, for each of us to follow, than to simply empty ourselves like Christ emptied himself. To be a servant like Christ was a servant. And to show love and to show kindness like Christ showed love and showed kindness. And so this year, the theme for the school year is going to be kindness. And here's going to be our breath prayer. And I've got a few different versions of this for us to look at. Empty me to be more like Jesus. Let's say that together. Empty me to be more like Jesus. And you can change this a little bit to say, empty me to serve like Jesus. Or empty me to love like Jesus. Empty me to be kind like Jesus. This is the prayer that we want within our hearts and focusing our breath and our minds and driving us. You know, our breath, our breathing is something that we do because we need it. It's what gives us life. It's what gives us hope. And so to bring prayer into the very thing that gives us life, I think is just perfect. To learn how to pray with our breathing. And it doesn't have to be this. I've told you before, a breath prayer that I often pray is just to simply remind myself in times when I'm trying to figure everything out, is to say, God, you are God, and I'm not. You are God, and I am not. But I think it's good for us to have these prayers that can challenge us and focus us. And I think as we think about being kind and changing this world with kindness, I think a good prayer is, empty me to be kind like Jesus, or empty me to be more like Jesus. And so I want to challenge our children to pray these prayers. Many of our children are not in here this morning, not here today. And man, this is simple that you can take home and teach them to pray these prayers. Empty me to be more like Jesus. Share this passage of Philippians 2 with them and teach them to pray, empty me to be more like Jesus. Because there's one more quote that I want to share. This comes from Maya Angelou. And I think every day of my life I find this to become more and more true. Maya Angelou said, "I've learned that people will forget what you said." As a preacher, I can vouch for that. "I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel." Man, there's so much truth to that. So much truth to that. And maybe as we go into the world and we spread this gospel, this great commission that Jesus gave us to go into all the world and preach the gospel, maybe it's about the words that we say, but it's also about the way we act, about the way we behave, about the way we treat others and how we make them feel. St. Francis of Assisi was credited as saying, "Preach the gospel always, and when necessary, use words." And I think that's kind of what he was getting at as well, is let's live out the gospel by the way we act. And the gospel of Jesus is that Jesus emptied himself, and he served others, and he loved others. And in a word, he was just kind. So let's be kind. And so we're going to close together with this prayer. And after that, Dad's going to lead us in another song. And we'll offer the invitation for anyone who hasn't put Christ on in baptism or needs prayers to come forward at that time. We're going to stand and we're going to sing that song together. But before we do that, let's pray this prayer one more time. Pray it with me, please. "Empty me to be more like Jesus." Let's stand together and let's sing.
Rescue the souls of men. Oh, you rescue the souls of men. Counselor, comforter, keeper, Spirit we long to embrace. You offer hope when our hearts have hopelessly lost our way. You are the one that we praise. You are the one we adore. You give the healing and grace our hearts always hunger for. Oh, our hearts always hunger for. Almighty, infinite Father, faithful in loving your own, here in our weakness you find us falling before your throne. Oh, we're falling before your throne. You are the one that we pray.
Before we have our closing prayer, just a couple quick announcements. We want to make sure we continue to keep John Schumann in our prayers. I think he got released out of ICU, but is in a room now. Also, Sharla, who's I think been released from the rehab, but is home on the mend. And Rita Robinson, whose family has been stricken with some COVID issues, and so that's why they're not here this morning. We want to keep them in our prayers as well. Let's pray together. Father God, we're so thankful for this day, for this time together, that we can come together with other Christians and just forget about the troubles of the world and focus on you. Father, we this morning want to lift up our kids in prayer. We want to pray that, recognizing that there's so many challenges in the world, and as our kids go out into the schools and into the world, it's easy to lose sight of you. And we just pray that as a community here at Kanawha City Church of Christ, that we can encourage our kids, we can be examples for our kids, that we can teach them what is important and help them to be strong and help them grow their faith in these impressionable years as they grow from children into young adults and then later adults. And Father, just we pray that, you know, we are that we empty ourselves so we can be kind like Jesus. We ultimately know that the confidence that we have in knowing your plan for salvation allows us to put others before ourselves, allows us to be able to not be selfish, to not self-promote, to not look out for just ourselves, but allows us to have the humility to put others before ourselves. And Father, we have mentioned a number of folks this morning that we want to keep in our prayers. Help those folks and help us to keep them in the front of our minds and keep in our prayers, but also to love them and support them and reach out to them with a card or a call or a visit. Help us to just love each other and put others before ourselves. And it's in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen.